Morning Watch. Knowing, experiencing, and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians, week 5. Knowing the fellowship of Christ's sufferings and being conformed to his death. Tuesday. Related verses. Colossians 1, verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf and fill up on my part that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church. John 12, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. John 10, verses 11, 15, 17, and 18. Verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Verse 15. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Verses 17 and 18. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it away from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it again. This commandment I received from my Father. John 12, verses 23 to 26. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his soul life loses it, and he who hates his soul life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also my servant will be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Related reading. Christ's sufferings are of two categories. Those for accomplishing redemption, which were completed by Christ himself, and those for producing and building the church, which need to be filled up by the apostles and the believers. We cannot participate in Christ's suffering for redemption, but we must take part in the sufferings of Christ for the producing and building up of the body. Christ, as the Lamb of God, suffered for redemption. Christ, as the grain of wheat, suffered for reproducing and building. The Lord, as a grain of wheat that fell into the ground, lost his soul life through death that he might release his eternal life and resurrection to the many grains. The one grain did not complete all the sufferings that are needed for the building up of the body. As the many grains, we must suffer in the same way the one grain suffered. As the many grains, we also must lose our soul life through death that we may enjoy eternal life in resurrection. This is to follow him, that we may serve him and walk with him on the way of losing the soul life and living in resurrection. The way for the church to come into being and to increase is not by human glory, but by the death of the cross. When we put ourselves aside and remain under the cross, the power of resurrection will be our portion. Immediately, opposition will rise up against us, and we will suffer. This suffering is in the fellowship of the sufferings of Christ for the building up of the body. At this point, we need to differentiate between two kinds of sufferings, the sufferings of Christ and the sufferings that come from our mistakes. Do not think that all the sufferings you undergo are for the building up of the body. For example, you may suffer because you make a mistake in driving. This suffering, however, is the result of a mistake or carelessness. It is not the suffering of Christ for the producing of the body. However, suppose on your job you enjoy the power of Christ's resurrection. Because of this, your superiors may oppose you, either passing you up for a promotion or causing you to be dismissed from your job. This suffering may be counted as the suffering of Christ for the producing and building up of the body. Thus, one category of suffering is due to our mistakes and wrongdoings, and the other results from our testimony. When we set ourselves aside and experience the power of resurrection, our testimony will be very strong. This will arouse the opposition of the enemy, and we will suffer. This kind of suffering is the suffering of Christ. We all need to know the fellowship of Christ's sufferings, the sufferings that make up what is lacking of Christ's sufferings for the building up of the body. In suffering opposition, we experience Christ and enjoy Christ. The more we pass through death, the more Christ's resurrection power becomes our enjoyment. And the more we have the enjoyment of resurrection power, the more we know Christ by our experience. In other words, the very Christ, whose life is recorded in the four Gospels, lives his life again in us and in the same way. Therefore, we know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. Because he repeats his life in us, we become one with him in his steps. We follow him by enjoying him and by being one with him. This means that we even follow him in his suffering life. How wonderful this is!